Welcome to the EFM Morning Brief. We hope it's going to be a quick and interesting way for you to get up to speed on the latest news at the market and find out what's on today. My name is Wendy Mitchell. I'm a journalist and consultant. I'm going to be your host for these morning briefings. Today, I'm really thrilled. Our first guest is Diana Lauterhose, who is International Features Editor at Deadline. Thank you, Diana, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here for the first day.
So, Diana, it's the first day of EFM. Things are kicking off. What are your expectations? You know, what are people going to be talking about at this market?
I think, sadly, people are going to be talking about COVID a lot still. I think, I don't know when we're going to get to a point, hopefully soon, when we won't be talking about that, but look, I think buyers are, and sellers will be, you know, this was supposed to be a physical event, and fortunately it's not because of COVID. So I think, of course, there will be the conversation of that. And, you know, business obviously it accelerates when people meet physically. So there'll be that. And I think there'll be a lot of comparing markets, what it's looking like in your market, what are theaters looking like, what's opening up. So that'll be, I think, a lot of temperature checking on, you know, what audiences are coming back, what's driving audiences back into the cinema. You know, hopefully everyone's encouraged by the, you know, good business the blockbusters like Spider-Man and Bond have done. But, you know, what does that mean for other audiences? You know, here in the UK, Belfast is doing really well. So does that mean older audiences are coming back? There'll be a lot of those kind of conversations, I will imagine.
Indeed. And hopefully there'll also be some deals done. Do you think people are really actively buying and selling right now?
I think as ever, you know, it's hard. I don't think it's going to be as busy as it has been in previous EFMs, of course. But I think that's mainly because it's hard to create buzz around titles when you're, you know, when you're not physically there. It's very hard in virtual markets to create this kind of buzz on projects. So I think, you know, a lot of buyers have remarked to me there's a scarcity of projects. It's looking a little dry. And I know some sellers have, you know, kind of thought the same thing. Some people might be kind of waiting to hold back for Cannes, which might be physical. You know, all of those things will come into play. But there are projects, there are packages out there that are whetting buyers' appetites already. There's STX, they're selling international on this Tom Hanks project, A Man Called Otto. So, and that is, of course, a remake of the Oscar-nominated Swedish movie written and directed by Hans Holm. This is going to be an English language version from Mark Forster. So we're hearing there's a lot of interest from streamers on that, indies and studios. So that seems to be the kind of big, kind of hot package. And then, you know, there's a Jared Butler project. Would it be EFM without Jared Butler? I feel like it wouldn't be fitting without him here. But he's got one, a heist thriller called Just Watch Me. I'm sure that'll do good business. So let's wait and see.
Good. I hope, yeah, there'll be some hot things for sale. You know, if you look through the EFM program for today, or the opening day, are there things you're excited to tune in, you know, just talks and sessions that you're going to be catching?
Well, yes, I am, Wendy. There's one, great, I believe that you are moderating that I really like the look of. It's the one called Embracing Change for the Industry of the Future. I think that's like, what a cool group of people. I'm really looking forward to, I mean, you have Mo Abudu on that from Ebony Life in Nigeria. I think she's so interesting. Oh. So I'm looking forward to hearing kind of about the new technologies, models, and pipelines, what these people have to discuss.
You probably don't have much time, Diana. I know you're on the phone with these buyers and sellers all day, but have you seen any films, or are there any that you're most excited to see that are actually screening?
I actually have seen one. I've seen one that I really would recommend, and it played in Sundance, and it's playing in competition in Berlin. It's called Jane, which is Phyllis Nagy's directorial, well, not her directorial debut, it's her feature directorial debut. And she, of course, she's amazing. And it's got Elizabeth Banks, Sigourney Weaver. It's about, you know, it's an abortion drama about women's rights and the struggle for safe abortions in the kind of late 1960s, early 1970s. It's so good. I would really recommend tuning into that. And it's an important issue that sort of, unfortunately, is still really relevant 50 years later. So she's done a great job with it. And she's a real talent.
Thanks, Diana. I also really liked Call Jane at Sundance. There's another film premiering today that I wanted to mention, which is Oink. It's in Generation. Diana, I think your 3-year-old and 5-year-old would love it. Diana, any other thoughts as we kick off EFM from you?
No, I think I'm excited to see what happens this year. I think I'm so happy there's a physical event happening, you know, so it'll be good to see kind of, you know, I know it's kind of a hybrid one this year, but I'm glad there's a physical festival. The market is gearing up. So let's see what happens. It just feels like we're kind of coming out of this COVID cave, I hope. So I think this will be the beginning. You know, we're at the starting line of kind of getting out of this. So I can't wait to see what happens across the next week or two.
It's going to be an exciting few days. Thank you so much, Diana Lauterhose from Deadline, for joining us.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you so much.
So what else is on deck today? It's the first day of EFM. As Diana mentioned, we've got this great opening conversation that will look at shifts happening across the industry, across our landscape. How are people actually adapting to that transformation? We'll hear from other speakers, including Mariana Mazzucato, professor and author, and two great producers, Karen Cheen and Nusrat Durrani. And as Diana already mentioned, the Nigerian media mogul, Mo Abudu. At 5 p.m., there's a session looking at the future of animation and how the industry is evolving with new technology. I think this is going to be of interest not just for people who think they're working in animation. It's about across virtual production, across XR and VR maybe, and how some of this new technology might benefit all kinds of productions. The third session I want to highlight today is at 6 p.m. called Monitoring Inclusion. And we all know the industry needs to do better about diversity and inclusion, and data can help us get there. So this panel is going to look at how do we get that data? How do we use it? I think that'll be a really useful session as well. So I hope everyone listening has a great first day at EFM. Get inspired. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news and highlights. Thanks for tuning in.